Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this November 16th. I'm Joshua Chang. French President François Hollande stated that France is at war while addressing his parliament today. This statement comes as a response to the attacks in Paris Friday. He says France will extend its state of emergency for 3 months and intensify its military action in Syria. On the other hand, President Obama rejected increased military force in the Middle East at a news conference. He did, however, say that he would intensify the action already in place, which includes airstrikes, and assistance to ground forces in Syria. French officials have also identified that the mastermind behind the attacks was a 27-year-old Belgian named Abdelhamid Abaoud. The recent ISIS attacks in Paris have raised student concern regarding study abroad experiences. Reporter Mallory Jesser has the story.
The USC Paris study abroad students are safe, but many students are still planning to go abroad in the spring. Weston Mew, a USC junior, is studying abroad in Brussels, Belgium next semester. Because Brussels is the capital of the EU, he's aware it is a risky destination.
Yeah, am I going to make it back to the US? I don't know. I think no matter where you go, there's always the threat that something could happen in any major city. So yeah, of course, you kind of worry about it, but at the same time, you kind of need to try to push it back to the back of your head and not let it affect your, you know, study abroad experience.
Mew is going to study at a commuter school a bit out of the main city, but feels that regardless of his location, he cannot live in fear.
I feel like kind of nowadays, anywhere there's going to be a risk. The U.S., you know, there's just an article put out saying that ISIS was targeting 15 states, five of which were listed, one of them California. So, you know, if we let them kind of dictate what we're doing, we're letting them win.
Mew says despite the recent events in Paris, he is still looking forward to traveling in Europe. Mallory Jesser, Annenberg Radio News.
Muslims are worried the Paris attacks could make it harder for them to go about their daily lives here. Reporter Coco Liu spoke with one local Muslim here in Southern California.
Shahad Khalil studies political science at Pasadena City College. She says her mother always gets looks from people when she wears her traditional headscarf. Khalil says it's important for people to understand the difference between radical Muslims and mainstream Muslims.
The same way that not every white person is from the KKK, or the same way as not every single Christian or other religions are radicals and all that, Muslims shouldn't be considered terrorists.
Khalil says the Islamic faith doesn't promote war or violence. She's upset a war on terror is killing innocent people, along with the intended targets. In the wake of the Paris attacks, Khalil says she's concerned about her Muslim friends on a student exchange in Italy. Coco Liu, Annenberg Radio News.
Strong winds continue in LA today, causing downed trees and potential fire danger. Reporter Roran Wang has more.
Strong winds overnight downed trees in some neighborhoods and left 24,000 people without power in LA County. A tree fell onto a vehicle in southwest LA this morning, trapping one person. Firefighters were able to get them out and take them to the hospital to be checked out. Forecasters say the cold front moving through the area will continue to bring strong winds, especially in the mountains. The National Weather Service says gusts could reach more than 60 miles an hour in LA, Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties. A wind advisory is in effect until 2 tomorrow afternoon in the Santa Monica Mountains. Officials warn that high winds also mean a higher fire danger. Ruan Wang, Annenberg Radio News.
The terrorist attack outside of the soccer match in Paris has raised concern about security at stadiums around the world. In the U.S., the NFL heightened security at stadiums for football games yesterday. The LA Memorial Coliseum hosts both international soccer and college football games. Coliseum General Manager Joe Fearon says the facility's current security plan includes uniform security and LAPD officers at the stadium and a policy of see something, say something.
Paris doesn't change much in terms of our day-to-day stuff, but it did serve as a reminder that we need to be vigilant and aware, and so we've, again, spread the word to all of our staff.
The next football game at the Coliseum is November 28th when USC takes on UCLA. That's it for this hour. I'm I'm Joshua Chang.